We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
West Virginia quarterback Jared Deggy visited with media on Tuesday. Listen to what he had to say coming up right after this.
Trust the climb. West Virginia football is on the rise under coach Neil Brown.
Ellinger pressure, Stills got him down. He sacked him. Darius Stills sacks Sam Ellinger.
Join us as we do battle against the Big 12 at Mountaineer Field and Milan Pushkar Stadium.
Deep down field has a wide open receiver. The ball is caught into the end zone. Touchdown!
Tickets for the 2020 season are on sale now at WVUGame.com or by calling 1-800-WVUGAME.
Join the climb today.
Jared, I got to ask you, have you ever thrown any tacos at opposing players when you were at Texas Tech? And just give us some of your thoughts on going back home.
Yeah, when I was a little kid going to the game, I threw my fair share of tortillas down on the field, and I'm excited just to go home and play in front of a lot of my friends and family. It's going to be exciting.
Go ahead, Greg Hunter.
So we just talked to Neil about the 2012 game, and you've talked in the past about how you were there, but go over that again, because obviously that was a big moment for your brother and for Texas Tech.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it was yesterday. Geno Smith and Stedman Bailey and Tavon Austin, all those guys came in ranked 3 or 5, I can't remember. And my brother had a really good game, and I asked my dad if I could rush the field. Went on the field and ran around. I tried to find my brother, couldn't find him. But just kind of enjoyed the experience of getting the rush to the field and was hoping I could do that one day. And hopefully this time I can reverse the roles and, go out there and do what my brother did for West Virginia.
Kevin Kinder is next. Go ahead, Kevin.
When you have a negative play or something bad happens during the game, what's the process you go through to kind of reset and get back on track? Anybody in particular you talk to, anything you do, and then, what does that work? What's the result of that working that out when, that happens, something happens well, positive?
Yeah. First thing I do is, I go get on the phone, talk to Coach Reagan, see what I did wrong or what he saw, what I saw, get it fixed. And then go to the old lineman, touch all those guys, let them know that, we're going to go to the next play, go to the receivers, tell them I'm coming right back to them, and just reset my mind and play the next play.
Don Williams is next. Hi, Don.
Hello. Thank you. Hey,
Jarrett, Neil was talking yesterday on the conference call about his recollections of you when you would come to camp. He said you and Charlie Brewer would come to camp when y'all were young guys. Mm-hmm. Do you remember how many times you went to camp at Texas Tech and what that experience was like and what your early impressions were of Neil when you were, you know, 12 years old or whatever?
Yes, sir. I mean, I was going to camps at Tech ever since I could throw a football. I was going to the three-day camps, the one-day camps. And then when Coach Brown was there, I remember specifically dropping on a line, and we're still doing that today. And I always liked him ever since I met him. Like I said, he would take us down there, just him and me, and throw on the game field. So, you know, I've been going to camps at Tech for a while, and I specifically remember getting some work in with Coach Brown.
We'll go to Cody Nesper. Hi, Cody.
Hi. Hey, Jarrett. I was just wondering, since the Pac-12 hasn't started yet, do you know is Seth going to be able to go on Saturday? And then I was just wondering if you could talk on the relationship between you guys and what it was like for you to kind of, you know, grow up watching him play.
I think they're having practice right now and scrimmages on Saturdays. They're basically in fall camp right now, so he's in full force of coaching and doing that whole deal right now. So he won't be able to make the game. I'm sure he'll watch it on TV. And growing up, it was like a unreal experience for me. Just watching him go to work on Saturdays is exactly what I wanted to do. Seeing him sling the ball around, which made me go want to play in an air raid offense just like that, and sling the ball around, and I've gained a lot of knowledge from him, and I still do today. And hopefully one day I'll get to coach with him too. So I'm just really following in his footsteps and just trying to, you know, be just like him.
We'll go back to Greg Hunter.
So, Jared, the West Texas wins are notorious for those of us who aren't there. Mm-hmm. So you lived in it. What's it like? And then what's it like to play in it? And are there fundamentals you have to do to be successful in it?
Yeah, I grew up in high school having to deal with it, going to camps at Tech, dealing with it. And really, I don't think it's a huge deal. You just kind of have to tighten your spiral down and, you know, put maybe a little more velocity on it. But there's no secret to it or key to it. Just throw the football in the wind.
We'll go to Mike Kazaza.
Hey, Jared, how's it going?
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I have two for you. One's on your receivers and how guys like Bryce and Sam are still young and learn a little bit. And I'm imagining part of your responsibility is to kind of pay individual attention to them and make sure that they're not off the rails and, you know, they stay on track for you. Just curious how you go about that. And then separately, when you guys get down inside that 20, it seems like things change and you're pretty effective down there, scoring a lot. What's different for you as a quarterback, whether it's the plays, the personnel, or the timing, once you get down in that red zone?
I think the fact that we made it a point of emphasis during fall camp of wanting to be better in the red zone, I think we have, you know, Coach Parker has taken it upon him to call the plays when he gets in the red zone. And I think he's done a really good job of that. And then just keep working it in practice, and it keeps making us better once we get in the red zone.
Back to you, John.
Yeah, just curious, I don't know if you said this before or not, how many people you got coming to the game, I guess, with the reduced capacity there? Is there any issues with getting all your crew into the game to watch you?
Hasn't really been any issues. I think a lot of guys aren't using their tickets to this game, so I've been asking a couple guys to get me some of their tickets, and I think I'll have around 15-plus family and friends come and cheer in my section.
Jarrett, can you remind us how old were you, or what grade were you in when y'all moved to Lubbock? And I remember, of course, Seth going to Friendship. What schools did you attend when you were living here?
So I started in Ira Ann, Texas. I didn't go to school there, and then we moved to Crane, Texas. I think I went from pre-K to first grade. We moved to Lubbock. My brother went to Friendship. I was there from second and third grade, and then we moved back to Ira Ann. I was there from fourth grade to sophomore year, and moved back to Lubbock, and I went to Lubbock Cooper my junior and senior year.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Jared, I want to get back to the receivers and kind of the caretaker role you have with Bryce and Sam.
Yeah, I mean, those two guys are one of our two of our best receivers, and if they're having good games or bad games, I'm always there. Right when I come off the sidelines, if it's a drop, I'm telling them I'm coming right back to them every time. Those are my two go-to guys. If they're having ball, if they're balling out, then I don't really got to say much to them. And if their confidence is high, you really don't have to say much to them. Just keep giving them the football.
And that was West Virginia quarterback Jarrett Deggy. The Mountaineers take on Texas Tech Saturday, a rare 5:30 p.m. start. ESPN2 will televise the game nationally. Thanks for listening.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.